Hot 91.1, it is the Hot Breakfast. It's Sam and Narissa. Very excited to be chatting to the couple of the moment, Sam.
Richie and Alex join us live this morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How loved up are you two? Are you the most loved up couple in Australia right now, do you think?
Yeah, we are. It's sickening.
And is it nice to be able to be free now? I mean, obviously the filming's over and you've been having to keep everything tight-lipped and under wraps. Is it nice now just to get around and be yourselves?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, we actually had breakfast just the other day for the very first time together in the open. Nice. It felt weird. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to get in trouble. But
Well, I hate to, you know, put a dampener on the party, but I just want to cast your mind back, Richie, to this.
I still love Rich. So it'll take a while to get over. I will be going home to my amazing family and they will look after me.
Oh, so Nikki, in the car ride after you broke her heart, Richie.
Yeah, that was pretty hard to watch.
Yeah.
Nikki's a really special human being. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you two as a couple went on Have You Been Paying Attention on Sunday night and this happened.
Have you spoken to Nikki since?
I haven't, no.
No, we haven't.
Well, she's on the phone now. Let's...
So, Alex and Richie are on the phone now. Is Nikki? No,
it's been done. It's been done.
But, Richie, have you contacted Nikki to say, you know, no hard feelings or anything?
No, I haven't. Haven't yet. It's been such a crazy couple of days for us. It's been absolutely chaos. So, you know, we've just been really enjoying just spending time together, actually. So,
absolutely.
That's our main focus.
I don't think you would need to either. The best thing is to rip the Band-Aid and move on. I think that you've done exactly the right thing.
Oh, you know, Alex and Nikki have become really good friends as well. So I know they're always talking and stuff. It's one of those moments you got to really, think, you know, do I really or should I call her?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Alex, you're good friends with Nikki. Have you called her?
It does settle first, you know, because going through something like that and reliving that finale, I think I owed it to her to give her that time to, you know, let her collect her thoughts and be with her friends and family and those closest to her.
Fair call.
So
I thought it would be best if
I wait, but I have every intention to, you know, give her a call and check in and see how she's going, because I did make a friend for life in Nikki, and, you know, she knows how much I love and adore her, and, you know, we will be friends for life.
So. Oh, that's good to hear. And, Richie, yeah. Can you confirm or deny that your bachelor pad in Perth is now up for sale?
Oh, how fantastic is that? That's actually not in my house. That's just an investment property. So all I did was just, you know, tenants moved out, tried to get some new tenants, and now every paper's told everyone where one of my houses is.
Well, that automatically means, of course, you're moving to Melbourne, of course.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I haven't lived in that place for a very long time, but, it's all good. It was a bit of a shock, really, to see it splashed all over the media.
Now, guys,
a little bit of privacy would be great.
I was going to say, you must be looking forward to a bit of privacy now. I mean, obviously the idea of these shows is to bring it forward and everyone gets to enjoy the ride with you. But now, are you looking forward to the time when you can walk down the street, have breakfast together and not have people commenting?
Yeah, it's just the little things. Like, we've absolutely loved doing the little things together. Like you said, having coffee, getting brekkie. That's what we've been most looking forward to. So, you know, it's our time to really enjoy the start of our chapter. And, you know, so far, it's been absolutely amazing.
Mind you, though, guys, I think the paps and the media, they're going to be sniffing around for a while yet. So maybe you need to go...
they're playing cat and mouse.
Yeah, you need to get some disguises on, you know, some fake mustaches and some fake hair extensions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good
We're
stuff.
We're already 2 steps ahead of you. I've shaved my head. Alex has got different hair colour.
Well played. Yeah, well played. Guys, you know, we've seen you guys develop your relationship blossom over the last few months on TV, but we really wanted to know how well matched are you and how much do you actually know about each other?
Yeah.
Are you right to play a little game with us?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So, guys, what you need to do is when we ask the question, both of you have to answer at the same time. Like, you can't hesitate.
Okay.
Just give us your answer. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Not ready.
What is Richie's favourite food?
Sorry,
what? Was that even English?
He loves spaghetti bolognese.
All right. Okay. And he didn't say Italian, so that's close enough. Okay, here
well
we go.
Done.
Question number two. Where on Alex's body would we find a tattoo?
Oh, well, she's got one on her ribs and her ankles.
Wrist, yeah, well done.
Okay, we'll take it. Well played.
Okay, next question. What colour underpants is Alex wearing today?
That's great. Grey.
Alex?
Alex is giggling. They are great. Well done.
All right. Richie is a boxer or jocks man?
He's a boxer man.
Richie, did you look?
You just looked.
Yeah, no looking.
You totally looked. That's not okay.
Well, it's one of those things like, you know, there's only two options there. You forgot briefs as well.
Yeah, they're like brief boxes.
Yeah, like jocks is like, I was thinking like what, like a 40-year-old wife run?
Richie and Alex.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a pleasure to chat to you. We'll let you get back to your loved up world that you're in. Congratulations. We look forward to hearing what's next for you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.